Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Let's go Mary first today because I know she'll go last tomorrow. So Mary, kick us off.
Okay. What is tomorrow, guys?
Friday.
Yes.
The
13th.
Oh, that's right. It is. I didn't know.
No, good segment.
That wasn't what I was thinking of, but okay. It is Friday the 13th. It's also Galentine's Day.
Oh.
Oh, boy. So this, I was thinking about this. I'm like, I don't think I've ever participated in a Galentine's Day. It's became a thing in 2010 with the episode on Parks and Recreation with Amy Poehler. And it's a celebration of female friendship marked as February 13th. So we have to celebrate that tomorrow. It's supposed to go have brunch with your girlfriends, give them a gift, go have drinks. So the male version names for Galentine's Day.
Oh, there are some? Okay.
Yes, so you guys can still go out tonight. Bro date night.
Oh, bro date night.
Let's
not do that.
We have Malentine's Day.
Ew.
Or
Malentine's Day.
Yeah, it sounds, you know, a male. Yeah,
yeah, no, okay. I guess.
And then Palentine's Day.
Palatine, Illinois?
Palentine's. You could have a Palatine Day in Palatine.
Yeah, we can go to Gator's Wings in Palatine. Some of the best wings you'll ever have.
Go to Dirty Nellie's.
A lot of great spots in downtown Palatine we could go to.
For sure. Yeah, so.
Old Palatine's.
Yeah, but it finally falls on a Friday night, so. Have fun with your girlfriends or boyfriends on Friday night and then go hang out with your significant other on Saturday.
What about bromance day? Nope, that doesn't work.
I don't like any of them, really. Bro date night? No.
Gentleman's day?
Are you going out? Do you have a babysitter, John?
No, God, no.
No.
No, I got Let's Get Legal powered by the Illinois State Bar Association till 5. That's my
romantic.
Date.
Oh, boy. That is romantic.
Well, you're good at 5. You got plenty of time.
Oh,
the night is young.
You could cover topics like prenups. And.
Oh, we are.
Perfect.
I got a family lawyer coming on to talk divorce.
Yeah, talk divorce on
Why
Valentine's
not?
Day. That's perfect.
And then I'll get home and, I think we'll just put David to bed and watch a movie. That'll be fun.
Oh, you got to watch one of Ron Brown's movies.
We're going to watch one of Ron Brown's movies.
How about you, Kev? Are you going out?
I will cook. Saturday, I'm going to be doing WGN TV, so I know you guys will be watching GN Sports at night. So I think I'm going to grill a steak Sunday. It's going to be nice out.
I like that.
There you go. Outside. Get out the grills.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to dust them off this weekend.
Check your propane's finally probably empty.
I was just thinking about that, Mary.
Probably
empty. I think I got a little bit left just for one more steak.
I wonder how many people will be heading to the hardware store with empty tanks.
Probably a lot. I'm getting charcoal and things like that.
Yep.
How about this? No roses, just broses.
Oh, boy.
For guys. Nope.
Yeah.
Just trying to sell it a little better. Okay, thanks. That's a good one, Mayor. And Wendy will be here tomorrow, so you can kind of have a Galentine's Day with her.
And it's Wendy's birthday today, too.
I know. It's exciting. All right, Kevin Powell, you're number two.
I've got another auction sports story. I like to sprinkle these in every now and again because it's always amazing what sports items go for. The Indiana Hoosiers, of course, an undefeated season and a national championship. Head coach Kurt Cignetti's become sort of a celebrity in some ways, right, in the sports world. He's a character. And the headset worn by Indiana coach Kurt Cignetti throughout the Hoosiers' undefeated season sold at auction for, any guesses?
What, $2,000?
$2,000. Mary Vandeveld.
I don't know. $5,000.
$5,000. Bob Kessler.
$5,200.
$112,000.
What? No.
Isn't it all sweaty and yuck?
Bidding exploded in the final 24 hours of the sale, jumping from $20,000 to $112,000. There were a total of 212 bids on the headset. It was sold by Bison Drop, Indiana site for authentic IU athletic gear auctions. And the proceeds go to Indiana's NIL fund.
Oh,
so this was kind of put on by some boosters there. Maybe Mark Cuban bought it.
I mean, I bet other headsets wouldn't go for as much. It became like the signature look of him, right? That dead stare that he has headset.
Right.
So I think
his funny faces.
His funny faces, yeah. So, I mean, like, I get it being worth more than a standard headset.
Yeah, and especially if some wealthy donor knew it was going to the NIL.
Mm-hmm. They're funneling that money there.
$112,000 for a headset.
Okay. Bob Kessler, what do you got? Finish
Mine's
us off
a sports
strong.
Story, too.
Oh, boy.
Can you believe it?
No.
Major League Soccer had their league-wide kit launch today. I guess another source we call it the uniform.
They call it the kits. Like their jerseys.
So the Chicago Fire, who I admire, they did something very novel. They took money and built us and are building a stadium.
On their own.
And on their own. And they're not like...
Least dramatic stadium build of all time.
What a concept. They're taking their own money and they're not dithering around with all these different cities and towns and states and like, do you want us more?
it really is incredible. And they're basically going to own that whole new neighborhood, the 78.
It's amazing. They did have to work with City Hall to get some of the infrastructure changes.
But ditherless.
No dithering to be
whatsoever.
Detected.
Never
I think I'm going to start to become a soccer fan now.
Do it.
So Chicago Fire released the Forever Red kit with the updated classic red design. So it's a red uniform. The one thing about their kits, though, they have the sponsors bigger than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Their sponsor is Carvana. But also the St. Louis soccer team, known as the St. Louis City SC, theirs is a salute to a great artist. Do you recognize this?
This is Peter Gabriel.
Tina Turner.
Oh, Tina
Turner.
They
have a little picture, of Tina Turner in the corner.
Oh, that's sweet.
She was from Nutbush, Tennessee, but her early career really got started in St. Louis. So the St. Louis City SC kit is the Tina Turner kit. And it has her signature on the back of the neck and a little graphic with Tina down in the corner.
Oh, that's awesome.
I kind of want one.
Yeah, get one of those too. Just don't wear it to the Chicago Fire Stadium.
Their new stadium.
When they're playing the Fire.
That they paid for.
Yeah, that they paid for with neither a dither here nor there.
Not a dither.
Okay, those are good ones. Nice job, everyone. That's our newsroom soundcheck. I do want to, at some point, give you guys an opportunity to chime in, the listeners and the texters, because we're getting some, about my crazy idea of just capping cars at a speed. There's been a proposal in Springfield, two of them, one to lower the blood alcohol content level for DUI. Another one to, if you're a reckless driver, to limit the speed, how fast you can go in general. I say just do away with all of it and limit the speed from the get-go. A lot of people disagree with me. I want to hear from you.